Hey everybody, Mike Lawson with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have Credit Unions for Kids' Joe Dearborn talking about their Shop for Miracles campaign taking place October 15th, so check it out. And on today's program, we have a very special guest, Mr. Joe Dearborn from Credit Unions for Kids. How are you, Joe?
Very good, Mike. Thanks for having us. You're very welcome.
You're welcome here anytime, sir. And you have some news to talk about, that some upcoming promotional event for Credit Unions for Kids, and it's called Shop for Miracles. And can you tell us about this? What is Shop for Miracles, and then how does it benefit Credit Unions and obviously Credit Unions for Kids?
Sure, Mike. Shop for Miracles, it was established last year for the first time. And it involves participating credit unions committing to donating 25 cents or another predetermined amount for every credit or debit card charge on October 15th, which, as we all know, is International Credit Union Day. So we're partnering with CUNA and the World Council of Credit Unions to promote Shop for Miracles and demonstrate how credit unions are giving back to their community.
Mm-hmm. Couple of pretty good partners right there too.
Yeah, we're grateful for CUNA's support and the World Council support. I believe the International Credit Union Day has been around since the 1940s.
Oh, wow.
So we're privileged to be part of that, and we hope that credit unions can use Shop for Miracles to leverage their standing in the community and demonstrate firsthand how they're supporting children's hospitals.
No doubt. And I take it this is an international affair, since World Council of Credit Unions is involved. Am I correct there?
Well, it's only happening in the U.S.
Okay.
For now. It may eventually go...
That would be cool.
It may eventually go international, but for now it's just in the U.S. and it'll support 156 children's hospitals throughout the country.
Excellent, excellent. One of which is in our town here in San Diego, and we are frequent visitors of that as well. But thanks to many donations, especially through your organization, we get some great treatment and help there, and as do families across our country. So what you guys do is just phenomenal work. So we're always more than happy to support you guys in any way that we can possibly can.
Well, we're grateful for our almost 20-year partnership with credit unions. Over that time, credit unions have raised almost $150 million. So,
good grief.
Credit unions have had a profound impact on our children's hospitals and have made it possible for our caregivers to provide the finest in healthcare to the kids that so richly deserve it.
Indeed, indeed, sir. And so, credit unions are—they're still what? They're ranked third on the donations list, for lack of a better term, behind a couple of big corporations. But that's pretty darn good.
That is correct. Credit unions are third behind only Walmart and Costco among our corporate partners. So pretty. Pretty good company.
Yeah.
We see credit unions slowly creeping up behind Costco.
Good.
So who knows? Before too long, we may be number two.
We'll take them over, by golly. We'll rub our nose to the grindstone and take that over. Take that number two spot. Hey, no, so how does Shop for Miracles work at participating credit unions?
Well, as I mentioned, credit unions commit to donating 25 cents. That's a suggested donation per transaction. Or they can do 10 cents. They can cap it, Mike. If they're not sure how many transactions they're going to have, they can cap it at a certain amount to fit their budget. But we just want to make it as friendly as possible for every credit union to get involved and take advantage of the opportunity to... tell their members how they're supporting the local children's hospital. It's also we've also found that those credit unions that marketed Shop for Miracles, in some cases, they actually saw a bump in the number of transactions for the day.
Really?
So I guess you could argue there's a business case to participate. More transactions mean more revenue. It's top of wallet. On October 15th, among members, and we hope it stays. We hope the credit and debit cards stay top of wallet.
Yeah, why not?
Throughout the rest of the year, so I think it's a great way for credit unions to introduce their members to Credit Unions for Kids, and at the same time get that those credit and debit cards out and in circulation.
Exactly, exactly. And so, how does a credit union sign up to participate?
Pretty simple. They go to our website, and hopefully, Mike, you can put it up somewhere after the broadcast where our credit unions can see it. But it's cuforkids.org/shopformiracles. They simply go on there. There's a link to sign up so we can identify and acknowledge the support of those credit unions that are participating. And there's some great marketing collateral there to help them market it to their members. Mm-hmm. And then at the conclusion of the campaign, they remit the funds to our national office, and then hopefully we'll announce a big number after that October 15th date. Last year was the first year I mentioned that we had done it. We had over 100 credit unions in 30 states participate, nice. And we raised $450,000. Included in that was $50,000 from Co-op Financial.
That's right,
through their Miracle Match program. So we had everybody involved, and it was a wonderful first-year campaign. We're hoping to double both the participation numbers and our fundraising numbers, which would put us close to $1 million.
Close to $1 million, yeah. I don't see why it wouldn't happen. I mean, I would see it tripling. I mean, it's such a great idea, too.
Right. And the idea came from our National Credit Unions for Kids Advisory Board. So it's an idea that grew out of the credit union movement itself. Mm-hmm. And hopefully the credit unions see the business benefits of participating as well as the philanthropic.
Yeah, it's a no brainer. Simply a no brainer.
So we'd love to double the participation and continue to grow it year after year and make it kind of the marquee credit union event. Not only bringing attention to credit unions from within the movement mm-hmm. itself, but also let the consumer at large know what credit unions are doing and why they might want to consider credit unions as their financial institution.
Yeah, that's another kind of viewpoint of it is like, yeah, it gets the average consumer interested or aware of credit unions and what they're doing, because I mean a giving back message is always a great positive message, and so when the consumer sees that, like, wow, what are these, what's this all about, let's check it out.
Well, one of our goals at CMN Hospitals is to help the credit unions, you know, tell their story. I think they have a wonderful story to tell, and I think the more people that understand credit unions and how they operate and how they are different from the big banks, I think is, you know, can hopefully convince consumers who are maybe wondering, should I change financial institutions? Maybe they would consider credit unions based on the great products and services they have, but also how they're giving back to their local children's hospital.
Indeed, indeed. Great stuff as always, Joe. Anything else to wrap up here? Where can credit unions find out more about this and then dive in to participate? Go to the website, I assume?
The website, yeah. Again, cuforkids.org/shopformiracles. And they can find all kinds of great information and resources there to participate. And we look forward to a banner year when it comes to a Shop for Miracles campaign.
Indeed. October 15th, International Credit Union Day. That's the day to pull out your credit union's debit card or credit card and use it.
Definitely. For the kids.
For the kids. That's right, sir. All right. Well, thanks again, Joe. Appreciate the time. Anything else to wrap up, sir?
That's it, Mike. Appreciate your time and your support as always.
Oh, we are always there for you. Big time. Big time. We're happy to do so. So, again, thanks again. And we look forward to October 15th.
Great. Thanks again.
You're welcome.